Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5, FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9, FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 18th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's starting to warm back up, and I mean, I looked at the long-range forecast, and it's going to be clear up to 80, I think 82 or 83 degrees on Tuesday. Whew, finally here, and we'll take it. Well, let's see what we got going today. Soundgarden audio slave rocker Chris Cornell dies at age 52. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, we were up early this morning. Well, we're up early every goddamn morning. That's just, we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and we start, working on the site. And we were sitting there. We have the stupid box on, so we know the volume turned down so we can read the trailer coming across the bottom of it there, giving you the headlines. And Laura, we both have a computer in our lap and we're going at it. And she said, and she looks over and she goes, Flea sent a song this morning. And I said, what is it? And she told me by Audio Slave, Bring Him Back Alive, Audio Slave. And I, oh, cool, you know. And I go, get the words for that. I want to read them. And she was bringing the words up, and I just guess she just glanced over the top of her computer like I am. I'm looking at the bylines. We're going 100 miles an hour. And she said that, Chris Cornell, the Audio Slaves frontman, the singer, he died. And I, what? And we looked up there, and it was still going across the screen. And sure enough, man, what a coincidence, you know. And she's handing me the words at the same time, and I'm looking at it, and I go, wow. Wow, that was kind of weird, and it was kind of a coincidence, man. But anyway, Soundgarden Audio Slave rocker Chris Cornell dies at age 52. This is from USA Today. Rocker Chris Cornell, who gained fame as the lead singer of the bands Soundgarden and later Audio Slave, has died at age 52, according to his representative. Cornell, who had been on tour, died Wednesday night in Detroit. Brian Bumberry said in a statement to the Associated Press, Cornell had performed a Detroit concert with Soundgarden that night. Bumberry called the death sudden and unexpected and said his wife and family were shocked by it. The statement said the family would be working closely with the medical examiner to determine the cause and ask for privacy. With his powerful, nearly four-octave vocal range, Cornell was one of the leading voices of the 1990s grunge movement with Soundgarden, which emerged as one of the biggest bands out of Seattle's emerging music scene, joining the likes of Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains. Formed in 1984 by Cornell, guitarist Kim Thayil, and bassist Hiro Yamamoto, Soundgarden's third studio album, Bad Motor Finger, in 1991, spawned popular singles Jesus Christ Pose, A Rusty Cage, and Outshined that received regular play on alternative rock radio stations. Cornell also collaborated with members of what would become Pearl Jam to form Temple of the Dog, which produced a self-titled album in 1991 in tribute to friend Andrew Wood, former frontman for Mother Love Bone. 3 years later, Soundgarden broke through on mainstream radio with the album Super Unknown, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Record in 1995. It included the singles Spoon Man, Fell on Black Days, Black Hole Sun, My Wave, and The Day I Tried to Live. Soundgarden disbanded in 1997 due to tensions in the band, and Cornell pursued a solo career. In 2001, he joined Audio Slave, a supergroup that included former Rage Against the Machine members Tom Morello, Brad Wilk, and Tim Comerford. The band released three albums in 6 years and also performed at a concert billed as Cuba's first outdoor rock concert by the American band, though some Cuban artists have disputed that claim. Audio Slave disbanded in 2007, but Cornell and Soundgarden reunited in 2012 and released the band's sixth studio album, King Animal, in 2012. Cornell also released four solo studio albums and a solo live album. He also released the single The Promise in March on iTunes, which with all proceeds going to the International Rescue Committee, a global humanitarian aid relief and deployment non-government organization. And, you know, we salute Cornell, you know, pleasant journey. God, only the rocks live forever. At any rate, that was a bummer for a lot of people. Officials, U.S. strike hits pro-Assad forces in Syria. And we were talking about this yesterday, and here we go, people. I mean, you know, they were moving in on that area that was the U.K. and the U.S., and, you know, they're really being real kind of evasive about what area? What are you talking about? You know, we're invaders over there. We're not invited over there. You go to a country and set up operations on their goddamn soil, you're an invader. No, we're not. We're over there. We're fighting ISIS. No, you're fighting with ISIS. ISIS is your. I mean, the day before we covered the fact that they changed the definition of terrorists so that, you know, the ISIS being sponsored over there, they're really not terrorists. They're the good guys. And here we go, people. I mean, this, you know, we had the car that hit the people there in Times Square. And I think this whole thing was just to, you know, cover up this. This is war. This is goddamn the United States forces hitting foreign forces in their own goddamn country. That's war. That's invasion. This is from ABC News. U.S. officials say an American airstrike has hit pro-Syrian government. I love the way they, pro-Syrian government forces. No, it's goddamn government forces. It's, you're in another person's country. It's like if they came in here and, you know, somebody just came in and invaded, put down a land base and started striking out and, you know, just, well, what's going on in Syria? And then, you know, the U.S. Army and, Marines and all, you know, whatever came and, to confront them. Oh, this would be American backed forces. No, that's their goddamn military. You're invading their country. And, you know, they had that goddamn retard Shepard Smith, that punk piece of shit. I mean, when this first broke and he's up there, he's such a dim-witted bastard, a C student, if he made that. Maybe a C plus if daddy bought him the grades to get him through college. But I, this little stupid prick's up there and he's, I mean, he's selling this to the American people. It's, oh, what the hell do they call it? I gotta find it in here. That's a deconfliction zone. What? A deconfliction zone. How fucking stupid do you think we are? You know, they wanted a no fly zone, a safety zone, but it couldn't get done because, you know, there was never no authority to do it. You're in another person's goddamn country. But a they came next to the deconfliction zone and Shepard Smith said, they were warned to get out. Hey, you're in their goddamn country. Who do you think you're fooling? You know, we got this goddamn, this new representative of the United States over there sucking Netanyahu's ass today. Right on schedule, you know, all this shit starts breaking loose because Syria is winning their war. I mean, they're driving the insurgents that came into their goddamn country, these goddamn, mercenaries, paid for by the United States and Israel, they're driving them out. So they finally reached the point. We were talking about yesterday that this was fixing to go down. We should go to World War III for Israel is what we should do. Because we're nothing more than their goddamn, their animals, their attack animals. The officials, yes, go ahead, Misty. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, I was just going to tell you, they're just saying on the Yahoo that his death was ruled suicide by hanging.
The Cornell's?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
No, dude, I'm reading it right now on the front page of Yahoo. Well, it's saying 9 hours ago.
I'm going to have Laura check that. Wow. He did. Wow.
The medical examiner ruled Cornell's death as suicide by hanging.
Whoa. Wow.
It's on the front page if Laura wants to put it up.
Oh, it'll be up in just a minute. Wow, that's unbelievable. I mean, I figured the guy a heart attack or something. He just did a concert, you know? And I was, wow, that's terrible. Yeah. Man, what would we be going through somebody's mind?
Right.
Well,
go ahead, Henry.
Okay. That kind of threw me off track, but you know, what we're talking about here, people, is this thing is falling apart on them. You look at this shit with this, and they've got an investigator. We're 4 months into this bullshit, all. We got an investigator. We got, like, Ken Starr, you know, Billy Clinton. Now, he handed our goddamn ICBM control, you know, our systems, over to the goddamn Chinese. And this is when, you know, and so they come up and they, you know, they have this special investigator, Ken Starr, and it was, you know, they were going, I think it was, he was the one that did, I think maybe he did Bush. And he was doing, I mean, every goddamn regime, but you know, you're going to have, we got to have special investigation because this, you know, just to cloud everything and, you know, to keep the program running, give the people something to watch too, you know, the investigation nation, as they're, you know, stealing the rest of everything we got, using our resources for the United Nations military they have built illegally in other countries to take other people's resources. And then this game they've been playing over in Syria. You know, we're over there fighting ISIS because ISIS is a threat to us here at home. That's our interest in it, and that goddamn Shepard Smith. Yeah, we, you know, the Americans have interest in it because, what they were claiming. This is what they tried to sell us yesterday. The day after, they come up and tell us that, you know, well, we can't say ISIS isn't really terrorists because we sponsor them. And they're admitting that they're, you know, arming the people that they say are trying to kill us. Well, we were training them. We had a training base in Syria. What did you, Syrians invited you in, let you put up a base in their country? Not actually. What we did was cross their border and fucking invaded them. And then we've set up our training facilities to train the ISIS terrorists is what they're training. But no, they were going to go take they were training rebels. That's what it was. Oh yeah, rebels. We got to stay. These rebel people. And we were training them to go and take on ISIS in another part of the country. Bullshit, people. Bullshit. I mean, they're laughing. This is just, why don't they just walk up and go, American public, I have nothing but contempt for you. I mean, this is insult on top of insult. One official says the pro-regime forces had entered a so-called deconfliction zone. Hey, if you guys, I mean, we do the news here every day, man, and we're on every goddamn article that pops up. Our people are everywhere. Have you heard about any, what is this, a deconfliction zone? What the hell is a deconfliction zone? Without authorization. So the Syrians in their country, they have to get authorization to go somewhere in their country from the United States and Israel. This is, I mean, on the face of this, people, this is violations of international law. And you and I are supposed to be culpable. I mean, if they came around to a punishment like they put on the German people, I mean, I guess we're the ones that'll be punished for this shit, and they're turned around to, oh, it was a deconfliction zone. How would it be if somebody just landed here and put up a deconfliction zone on our goddamn sovereign soil and said, you need our permission from the foreign government to move inside your own goddamn borders? Of course, this is nothing new. This is what they've done all along. Isn't it? Look at Iraq. Oh, we're going to put a no-fly zone over this part of their country and tell them they can't fly planes there. I mean, this has gone way too far, people. What the people of the United States need to do is, you know, you son of a bitches, get your gear on. Get over there and fight, because we're not going to lift a finger. If they want to come here and arrest your criminal asses, well, we'll have to assist them, because we're for law and order. You can imagine that. We've set up a deconfliction zone in your sovereign territory. You need our permission to move here in your country. Like I said, there's nothing new. And as far as them sending this airstrike, what are they really doing? Oh, the Syrian army was getting ready to get the ISIS invaders backed by the United States and Israel. They were about to drive them out. So they can't beat them because they need the air cover. They've been wanting it all from the beginning. And what did they do in Libya? They provided air cover for ISIS, or their equivalent then was the Al-Qaeda. And that's what it is, man. That's what this whole thing is. The capture of that country for goddamn Israel. When are the people of the United States going to get sick of this little piss hole over there in the goddamn Middle East running us, using us, oppressing other people with our power to take their goddamn countries away from them? These son of a bitches need to be wiped off the face of the planet. They are a scourge. The officials say the strike was a defensive. Oh, it was a defensive move. We come in with bombers. Wouldn't they hit a tank? And what was going on is they were setting up positions. They had like bulldozers out there. This is their country. Okay, let's keep that in mind the whole frickin' time here, if we might. They were digging in positions. They weren't on the attack. They were using bulldozers and tanks. They were putting up, they were building a defense network of their own. And so here come the planes, defensively, of course, attacking. They treat us like we are goddamn little retarded children. I mean, like a retarded 10-year-old. That's how they, they think they can come up and tell you any goddamn thing and just, boop-de-doo, alrighty, what government, good government. Wave your little plastic Chinese flag, you goddamn morons. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to get sick of this shit. You know, sooner or later, some country like Russia is going to say, you know, these goddamn maniacs have to be stopped. Hell, if it's going to, they're going to destroy the world anyway, we might as well go at them. And they'll be in the right. Was a defensive move to protect U.S. allies. ISIS, dash. You know, the reason that you're getting the fingers up your ass by the TSA and the airports, these isms that are after you, they're everywhere. They're all around the world. It's the next threat. Forget about communists. No communism left. What you got to worry about is these Islamic extremists. You know, they have an army that we gave them. You know, that was pretty convenient, you know, going over there and dropping off the military assets, the tanks, the personnel carriers, the missiles, all the shit they needed to become an army. And then you make him ISIS, and then it's a threat to us. Ooh, you got to let them look up your butt going in the airport, American National, because there's ISIS out there, and they're going to get you. They hate Americans. They hate you. They want to kill you. So we're giving them arms and ammunition, and we have to change the definition of terrorism, because we would be actually considered aiding terrorists if we did kept the definition. We'll just change that definition so that we're not aiding terrorists. Forget all the people that are sitting in prisons for doing nothing but giving money to a relative across seas, you know, that happened to be a member of a mosque. And, oh, that's an ISIS one. That's ISIS. They treat us, like I said, like a retarded 10-year-olds. I mean, how, what are you people going to get tired of being treated like retarded 10-year-olds? Or maybe you like it. I don't know. The officials weren't authorized to speak publicly on the matter and demand. I mean, damn it. We watched this whole thing unfold. No, it's ISIS, it's ISIL, it's Daesh, it's all of these freaking things, and John McCain over there with his arms around the goddamn people that are supposed to be the terrorists that are eating out our substance to save us from these goddamn terrorists that we're funding and arming and that are, evidently we just provided air support for, didn't we? In another country, I mean, I love that deconfliction zone. I mean, like I said, what do you guys, I guess we just got to sit here and keep our mouths shut. If another country wants to come in here and goes, you know, you goddamn, your cops are just wiping your people out. It's a terror organization. We're setting up a deconfliction zone. We're going to protect your people from their government. And so, you know, you're going to need our permission to come into Iowa now, because we've called it a deconfliction zone. It's Iowa, but we call it a deconfliction zone. And now we're the authority there. This is such a violation of international law, people. It is a violation of reality. It is a violation of logic to try to sell this horse shit to you. How do you like being in the wrong? You know, America, God, we grew up, we were so proud. They play that national anthem. And you want to just tear up in your eyes and stuff. It's bullshit. We found the evil empire, and it is us. Okay, now that we were on this yesterday, and this is another I told you so. Jury acquits Tulsa cop in fatal shooting of an unarmed man. And I told you they were going to, because you can't encourage him to go out and kill more Americans in their reign of terror if you actually, you know, prosecuted one of them. I mean, they were caught. I right there on tape. Go look at it if you think I'm kidding you. You go look at that goddamn video. The man standing with his hands, I mean, stretched out, way above his head, walking away. Hey, you know what he did? He didn't follow her commands. And you know, we mentioned the fact that they were going to, they found that traces of PCP in his system. And of course, in her testimony, I thought he might be on PCP. He was walking away from you, you dirty murdering bitch, and she got away with it, people. This is from mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And jury on Wednesday acquitted of first-degree manslaughter a white Oklahoma. And I don't want to hear the white and the black of it. And that's what's really killing it. And we'll get on in here and we're going to eat this shit up and spit it out right down the goddamn, right down the golf course here. An Oklahoma thug officer who says she fired out of fear last year when she killed an unarmed American national with his hands held above his head. See, if you can keep it black and white, this is only a black problem. They aren't killing our people. They aren't killing American nationals across this country. It's just a black thing. It's these officers. But, you know, most of the black people are killed by black cops. But you don't look at those things. We give you a little narrative. You stick to that and you argue these two or three things. You throw your buzzwords out there and your slogans and go back at each other. And we'll sit here and just keep effing y'all right in the ass. With his hands above his head, the family of Terrence Crutcher burst into tears and reacted with outrage after jurors found Tulsa officer Betty Jo Shelby not guilty in the September 16th shooting. And it's just like Kelly Thomas. It's just like James Boyd. Go look at the tape and try to convince yourself that ain't bloody fucking murder, because it is. Let it be known that I believe in my heart that Betty Shelby got away with murder, Crutcher's father, Reverend Joe Crutcher, said after the verdict was announced. And yes, she did get away with murder. We've watched it over and over again, and it ain't got a damn thing to do with the color of your skin. A lawyer for Shelby said the officer was elated. Oh, I bet she was. They told me I could kill with impunity, and by God, I can. All they have to do is throw a couple of their what the hell would you call them? A couple of their people on the juries, I mean, all it takes is a couple of forceful men, and if you throw some women around there and some people who are mousy, and they'll just say, oh, yeah, that officer's got the right to kill anybody, and you know it. You want me to kill you? Elated that the jury found her not guilty. She's ready to get back to her life. Man, think about that. These people have lost one of their family members. And this dirty bitch, this Murdy, you go look at that and just see if you have any compassion for that fat little bitch. Defense attorney Shannon McMurray said, Shelby looked stone-faced when the verdict was read, but Crutcher's family was quickly ushered out of the courtroom sobbing. Yeah, that's what it is, too. You know, what are you going to do about it now, Crutcher family? I guess if you want any hair, you're going to have to go take it yourself, aren't you? Because there is no law in this goddamn country. They can murder our people with impunity. At least four of the 12 jurors were crying as they left the courtroom and did not look at either the family of Crutcher or the Shelby. Probably, you know, the people that were, like I said, they'll put a couple of aggressive bastards on something like this. You know, his uncle's a cop and nobody will mention that. Or you're one of the commissioners in town or what might happen. There's, oh, this is going to be a lot of money and there's really a done deal guy. You go in there and you pressure that jury. You pressure those punks. We'll make sure the rest of them are a bunch of wimpy bastards that you can run, and we'll take care of this little thing just like we did with James Boyd and Kelly Thomas. No problem. I mean, when you go and you witness a goddamn murder, and then you see the sham that they put forth to try, oh, no, it was justified to kill that man. Where in the hell does your responsibility lie then? Oh, you just keep taking it? Well, you keep taking it. They'll keep serving it up to you. And one day it'll be one of your kids. Or you. At least four of the 12 jurors were crying when they left the courtroom. The jury comprised of eight women. Remember what I told you, boys. Eight women and four men, and included three African Americans. So I tell you what, I would have to say that probably the Culls or the Plants were the three African Americans. And this guy, well, the one man that was on there, he probably was confused about what bathroom to go into. And then you had the women, and they just run it right through. That's what happened here. Because there's no rational person that could look at the video I looked and say, goddamn, anything but murder. Oh, scot-free, justified, please. When is it going to stop? Well, when you stop it, that's one, buddy. Anyways, we'll jump back into this. We're down at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom. Think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Oh,
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. Brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1239 Pacific Time. And that was Audio Slave with Bring 'Em Back Alive. That's the one that Flea sent this morning. And I heard somebody trying to get in there during the song, and it sounded kind of, it was really kind of trippy. But if you want to unmute and come up, caller, you can talk now. Something about Joe Lieberman. Got to unmute. Star 6 to unmute. Lord had to mute you up. Going once. Going twice. He's not there anymore. Okay. Very well, then. We were on this jury acquits Tulsa cop in fatal shooting of unarmed man. Unarmed man, that's all you needed to say. It don't matter what goddamn color you are. They're killing us all. About 100 demonstrators gathered in a plaza outside the courthouse Wednesday evening in peaceful protest at the verdict. They chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police, and it ain't got a goddamn thing to do with race." It has to do with the killing of the goddamn American nationals. It wasn't race with Kelly Thomas. It wasn't race with James Boyd. And, I mean, the countless people we don't even hear about that they murder. And I guarantee you, it ain't got nothing to do with race. It has to do with a police state and beating the people down into submission and then disarming the people and finally taking the people over to that ditch to get their lobotomy, to get their 40 caliber lobotomy right through their brain pan. They marched several blocks downtown and gathered outside a hotel where they believed that Shelby and her defense team were staying. Later, the protesters dispersed without incident. And that's it. We're done. Let's go kill some more people. You know, until people get the idea through their head that there is no, that this is a goddamn totalitarian dictatorship, they don't have to have an excuse to kill you, and they can kill you with impunity. We've talked about the 60 million killed in communist Russia. And every I was dotted and every T was crossed. It was all quite legal, don't you know? But at some point in the ballgame, as human beings, we have to be able to look at something and say, no, 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 no. That was murder. And it's unacceptable to us. I don't give a shit what you do within your own criminal system. Of course the criminals are going to say it's all right for the criminals to kill us. It's come to the point, if you want justice, I guess you're going to have to go take it, aren't you? Like your forefathers did. Keep waiting for one of them to take care of them, just like this Trump bullshit. Oh, he's going to come in and fix everything. He's one of them. He's a part of the program. When is it going to stop? Let's see. Coma verdict was a blow to Tulsa. Oh, yeah, here it was. Mark Lewis, organizer of the local civil rights group, We the People, Oklahoma, said the verdict was a blow to Tulsa's black community. No, it was a blow to American nationals across the board. Keep isolating your shit, yourselves, and making it an issue. It ain't got nothing to do with race, and as long as you keep playing their game, in fact, you're probably getting paid to play their game. We can call it a black problem instead of an American national problem that we need to solve. When is it going to stop? Just officer-related shootings, ? When will the police change policy? Oh, that's what we need. If we, you know, we could get some legislation passed and we could go to to the occupation and say, please, occupation, please quit beating on us. Can't you just quit beating on us and killing us? Can't you? And change your policy. Their policy is to kill your ass, dumbass. And it's going to stay that way until you're dead or they are. Period. Shelby said she fired her weapon out of fear because she said Crutcher didn't obey her commands. Remember? She said, you know, then they throw to lie on the ground and appeared to be reaching inside of his SUV. Her original story was he was trying to reach inside the SUV. But it is. Lay down. Roll over. These policing forces are completely illegal. They are private policing forces which have no authority, no jurisdiction over we American nationals. But why does it go on? When's it going to stop? It's not going to stop until you stop accepting it and stop letting it going along with it. You kill one of my goddamn relatives, and I don't want to be alive, because if to stay alive, I'd have to be a coward if I didn't come and take care of your ass. How about that? What happened to America? Would you want to live? If they killed your child, would you want to live? Could you? Go on and just, I guess you could find an excuse. You could find a way to convince yourself that you aren't a low-life piece of cowardly shit letting them kill your children. I couldn't. He wouldn't lie on the ground and appeared to reach inside the SUV for what she thought was a gun. That's all you got to say. I mean, you go look at that video and try to convince yourself of any of this shit. I mean, just try to convince yourself that it was a fair trial. Because you know better. Quetcher was unarmed. Protesters told jurors that Shelby overreached. Prosecutors told jurors that Shelby overreached. No, really. She just overreached. No, she murdered a man. They noted Crutcher had his hands in the air and wasn't combative, part of which was confirmed by police video taken from the dashboard camera and helicopter that showed Crutcher walking away from Shelby, hands held above his head, and that's what I saw when I looked at the video. Murder! So if the whole country's looking at it, our people are looking at it and say, you just killed one of us. Oh, no, that was justified. Go back and get back out of the way. And we wait for the next one to get killed. Walking with hands in the air. Shelby's attorney argued that the two minutes before cameras began recording the encounter, Shelby repeatedly ordered Crutcher to stop walking away from her and get on the ground. So what if she did? It's all right if somebody's got their hands in the air, an unarmed person. If you just walk away from me and I got the right to kill your ass dead. Is that what the message here is? When one of these illegal black booted thugs tells you to lay down, roll over, or wants to beat on your pregnant wife, well, you just got to stand there and watch it. You do what you're goddamn told. You nothing. You're nobody. Shelby also said she feared Crutcher was under the influence of PCP. Well, that came out pretty handy. You know, they did traces of it. So, I could tell it right there. I'm so goddamn smart. I was so smart that I thought a man standing 2 feet away from a truck actually had his hand in it. His hands were up in the air and he was a threat to me walking away. So, of course, my perception's what it was, that he must have had some PCP, a powerful hallucinogenic. This is how they throw it out there to try to justify this shit. A powerful hallucinogenic known as angel dust that makes users erratic, unpredictable, and combative. Walking away with your hands up is not combative. I mean, this is what they, I mean, just again, just throwing bullshit in there. Well, that makes it okay then. He had PCP. He's killing. You can kill anybody that you find on PCP, evidently. Just walk up and shoot him. It's completely justified. An autopsy showed PCP was in Crutcher's system, and police said they found a vial in his SUV, and it was tiny parts per, whatever. It does not matter. If it was you or I, and we shot somebody in the back, if we were holding a gun, and they had you on camera holding a gun on your neighbor, and you were telling him, don't you move, I think you're on PCP, and he's got his hands up, and he's walking away, and you'd pump some rounds into his back and kill him, I'm sure that everything would be, that's understandable. That's not murder. That was justifiable. That was self-defense is what it was. Because everybody knows that people on PCP run backwards and they'll attack you from behind in front. I mean, goddamn, again, how stupid do they? And they right in your face. That's how freaking dumb you are. We can do this and right in your face. Crutcher's family said police attempted to demonize Crutcher over the drug possession to deflect attention from the fact officers didn't find a gun inside, and they didn't. Unarmed. You killed an unarmed. You shot an unarmed man in the back with his hands up. You can't goddamn justify that. And the bitch is walking. She'll get a promotion. She'll go shoot somebody else. Maybe your child. The killing of 40-year-old Crutcher was among a spat of officer-involved shootings in recent years that helped galvanize the Black Lives Matter, and I don't want to hear about that phony-ass communist organization, Black Lives Matter. commies. They all need to die. They all need to hang. They do not want the Bill of Rights. They do not want justice. They want a goddamn international communism, even though the most of them are too fucking dumb to even tell you what it is. Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kunzweller charged Shelby 6 days after the shooting. An affidavit accused her of becoming emotionally involved to the point that she overreacted. Well, goddamn, you can look that up in the statutes book. I'm sure it's there. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. There was never no intent to do anything but put up this little phony-ass show. Oh, we crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, just like they did in Russia before they killed you, before they put that bullet in the back of your head.
Why didn't they do a drug test on her? I bet you she had some PCP in her blood, too.
You goddamn right. Well, of course they would. You're talking about the king's woman there, my friend. They're above reproach. If they kill you, it's your fault, even if you're walking away with your hands up, damn it. Don't you know anything? Here, and here, you know, this kind of connects with the first article we were on. Anti-Palestinian Jewish attorney arrives in Israel as new U.S. envoy, and right then, the U.S. is striking, committing an act of war in a foreign country with zero fucking cause to do it. Right, went over there. Netanyahu's running your country, you bunch of igmos. This is from Press TV. It was sent in by Wade for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. David Friedman, OI, a strong proponent of Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian land, has arrived in Israel as the new U.S. ambassador to Tel Aviv regime. Of course he has. They're running your country and they're laughing in your face as you eat out your substance and send your children into the meat grinder so that Israel and Zion can conquer the earth because it belongs to them. Their God gave it to them. Don't forget that. The Israeli foreign minister confirmed the arrival of Friedman on Monday, days ahead of a visit by U.S. President Donald Oy Trump, the puppet. I mean, he's got to go there Netanyahu wants to turn with his hand up his ass because it's so much fun to make his mouth work and see his hair flop around. It's really a ventriloquist act. Friedman, who once served as Trump's bankruptcy lawyer. What? Really? Say it ain't so. Say they all don't shit through the same Zionist hole. Is critical of the so-called two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and supports Israel's illegal settlement activities in the occupied territories. I mean, goddamn, they're gotten to the point. Yeah, we support that illegal activity over there. We support those terrorists over there, so you can't even call them terrorists anymore. But goddamn, if we tell you to lie down on the ground, when you got your hands up and you don't, we kill your ass. This is how far gone it is, people. The 58-year-old will present his credentials to Israeli President Reuven Rivlin on Tuesday. Friedman has also backed the idea of moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Al-Quds, I guess it would be, Quds, yeah. I intend to work tirelessly to strengthen the unbreakable bond between our two countries. And I mean, no, it's not an unbreakable bond. It's a leash is what it is. It's a goddamn leash, and we're the dog. We're the Israeli dog, attack dog. Call it what it is. I mean, you people, you goddamn those Zionist Christians, man, I spit in your face. You are the lowest form of life to ever crawl across this goddamn planet, you parasitic pieces of shit. Go suck some Israeli ass. Sell your children out. Sell your country out. Traitors. I intend to work tirelessly. Oh, you bet you do. Unbreakable bond between our two countries and advance the cause of peace within the region. Yeah, peace. When all the Palestinians are dead, when all the Syrians are dead, when all the Iranians are dead, when all the Jordanians are dead, when all the Lebanese are dead, well, then it'll be very peaceful over there for the Zionist masters now, won't it? But that's what it's going to take to get so they can have their peace. And all your children have to die doing their dirty deeds. And look forward to doing this from the U.S. Embassy in Israel, Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem. I mean, just bring your bully, that's what it is too. I mean, it's like some little snot little bastard in school with his bully, buddy that he pays, you know, his daddy gives him $100 a week to go around and bully people for him and take their lunch money for the weasel little Jew bastard. This is how you're being used. And I mean, they just attacked in Syria. I mean, God damn it, that is an act of war. It was an act of war, them being there. And the lie, I mean, we lied right in your face. We were over there fighting ISIL, you know, and IS and Daesh and all them things. It's just so terrible that we got to get rid of. And we're fighting for you. And you can be proud of your heroes that go over there and kill those people. Be proud. Be a hero. Go kill for the corp. Where were we? I'm sorry. Toward U.S. Embassy in Israel, Eternal Capital, Jerusalem, Al-Qad, or Quds, or whatever the hell it is, Quds. He said in a statement following his nomination in December, the Palestinians want Al-Quds as the capital of their promised future state. Who are these people? They're to be, execute them, get rid of them, and kill them. Even if they got their hands up walking away, we've seen it over there and it's coming over here. Because who do you think trained these goddamn cops to shoot people in the back when they're walking away and told them that it's all right? Because goddamn, it's just a nigger. It's just and we're all niggers. Don't make no mistake. When I say nigger, I mean white niggers, brown niggers. They don't care. We're all niggers beneath them and they can kill us at will because, well, they have the authority to. They have a license to kill. They're all James Bond, don't you know? Palestinians, Al-Qaeda, for their promised future state. The intent to move the U.S. embassy there is seen as the recognition of the city as the capital of Israel, as the Israeli state. That is a beachhead. It is a goddamn invasion. It is occupation, but it's anything but a goddamn legitimate state, and everybody knows it. But hey, you know what? It don't matter what you think anymore. You don't think the way they want you to think, they'll shoot you in the fucking back, walking away with your hands up. That's how it works. That's where you're at. That's your government. For and by the people, you morons. Go vote. That's what you need to do. You could go vote, and everything would be all right again. They'll quit shooting us in the back. They'll quit invading foreign countries for Israel. They'll quit being Israel's life. All you got to do is vote. And they'll quit killing your children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has welcomed Friedman's appointment. Oh, I'm sure he has. Friedman, a son of an Orthodox rabbi, with no previous political experience, has previously argued that the pursuit of a Palestinian state is damaging anachronism. Oh no, they're going to take your country, they're going to make you their goddamn slaves on your own land, just like they're doing over here. Trump is scheduled to visit Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories on May 22nd and 23rd. Yeah, go over there and laugh. Maybe they'll kill some children for you. Maybe they could take some little children and put salt, phosphorus on it, and you can watch them burn, Trump, you sick son of a bitch. You Jew-ass sucking piece of trash, treasonous scumbag. Let's see what else we got going here. We've got a couple minutes. Spike kind of hit on this a little bit on the hammering the New World Order, but I'm going to, because it's, we talk about it a lot. Flotilla of U.S. crude heads to Asia as OPEC weighs extending cuts. Oh, I'm sure they do. And here it is, people. I mean, in this article, we don't have a lot of time, but they go on to talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline and how, man, that right now they're down there, they can just load up that crude. I mean, I thought we was going to the refinery. No, we told you better than that, and they told you better than that. They're loading up these down in the Gulf of Mexico, these tankers. They can't even get the huge ones that are going to haul your resources away to hand, so a handful can just sell what belongs to all of us and make the cash and cut out and leave us in a third world hellhole. No. Huge tankers are waiting out in the ocean, and the little tankers are coming in, and the pipeline's going to feed them. And they're going to haul, your resources. And what runs industry? You know, you're getting clobbered on the world. They're just beating the hell out of you. Yeah, they're doing it with our own fucking resources. If we didn't let nothing go out of this country except in the form of manufactured goods, and that's a table, not a board. And that is gasoline, not sweet crude. If you don't want it, don't buy it. We'll use it here for our own industry, and we'll put you every goddamn money out of business, because this is the most abundant of resources right here where we're sitting, and they're hauling them out wholesale. They're loading them up and hauling them away from all those foreign ports that are right here on your goddamn soil. What is it going to take to wake you people up? Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I don't know. I mean, hold your cheeks together is all I can say. That is the Word from the Trenches.